Let's pray. Heavenly Father, the way our world is turning, it may be obvious to assume that you're allowing darkness to increase its reign so that apostasies are exposed and the light of the gospel of Jesus shines bright in this dark time, so that everyone you will give to him has the opportunity to repent and come to the light of Jesus. As for this evil, God, you haven't promised justice fully in our present time, so our hope remains in your sovereign plan. Amidst clear evidence, Lord, people will hear what they want to hear, see what they want to see, and people will believe what they want to believe. The reality is, Jesus, your light has come into the world, and people love darkness because their deeds are evil. We know these terrible times will come, Lord, that men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God. We know your more sure word of truth says that in later times some will depart from the faith. How heartbreaking. They give heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. Abba, as for your beloved, in the name of Jesus, I ask that in faith, as we guard our hearts from the world which lies and heaves a barrage of endless speculations, whose sole intentions are to cause disputes rather than godly edification, help us to walk in love from pure hearts and a good conscience and from sincere faith, from which some, having strayed, have turned aside to idle talk. Please help us to avoid foolish and ignorant disputes from current event news, social media venues, knowing that they generate strife in your church. As your servants, may we be aware but not be quarrelsome, and be gentle-hearted to all, able to teach, patient, in humility able to correct those who are in opposition, and perhaps, Lord, grant them repentance so they know the truth and escape the snare of the devil. As for the world, God, the great paradox is that our world has never been better off than ever before in history, but also at the same time, it's never been worse. So because you don't waver, let us not waver either. May all our supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made to you for all men, for the kings and all you allow to be in authority, that we lead quiet and peaceful lives, examples in godliness and reverence, because it's good and acceptable in your sight, because you desire all you have called out of all men to be saved and to come to know the knowledge of the truth. Keep us steady in faith and in courage. For all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But for their sake and to your glory, May we continue in the things we have learned and be assured of, knowing from whom we have learned them. In the name of Jesus, our King and Mediator, to you, Father, through the Holy Spirit, I pray. Amen.